Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, provides an update on the cotton market and demand.
Currently, with the U.S. cotton market, it's a pretty tough economic environment out there right now. Prices still remain at lower levels, but production costs are high. With U.S. cotton, of course, most of our cotton is exported, and we continue to face competition from other exporting countries, particularly Brazil, as they've been increasing their production. There's also the situation of U.S. tariff policy, and that is still impacting demand, really just kind of uncertainty. One thing I want to mention is with these lower prices and higher production costs, we recently were able to get some additional support from Farm Bill provisions under the One Big Beautiful Act. However, most of that support won't come until the end of 2026. So we have been talking to USDA and the administration about the need for additional support for growers now. So we're hoping that, something will come out very soon, because we have a lot of growers that need some support in this low price situation when, you know, it may be a while before we see prices come back up. And, you know, a couple other things that we're working on at NCC is we recently launched the Plant Not Plastic campaign, basically to encourage more cotton versus man-made fiber consumptions. We also have been working on something called the Buy American Cotton Act, which was recently introduced in the Senate, and it would actually incentivize the use of U.S. cotton consumptions. A lot of things kind of going on, and we're hoping to see some positive changes in the U.S. cotton market going forward.